Coach Brent West of the state champion Cisco Lobos joins us here this morning on Good Morning Texas. Coach, thanks for taking some time out of your schedule to join us.
You're sure welcome. Pleasure to be here.
I guess, Coach, one thing, have you been able to get any sleep in the last few days, or are you still still bouncing around with the state championship in your mind?
I've actually slept very well. I didn't sleep leading up to that state championship game, so I've really gotten some great sleep in since we won that, and just a relaxation, not knowing what to do when I wake up in the morning. You know, I've been doing laundry now for about 16 weeks, and it's been pretty nice not to have to go handle all of our kids' dirty laundry. So it's been great, been very relaxing, slept very well.
Coach, I mean, it's quite a feat to just get to the state championship game. You've been there. This was the fifth time, and the fifth time was a charm for the Cisco Lobos, their first ever state championship. And it came against an opponent that we lost by 1.2 years ago. How good? I know I read a quote where you said it felt even better than what you could have imagined. How'd you feel after that ball game?
Oh, it was great. You know, just you put so many hours and effort into trying to win one, and not just trying to win a state championship game, but just trying to win a game every week. Trying to win a district championship sometimes is pretty difficult. And it's just the stress and the work involved, and obviously it starts in the spring and then it continues in the summer, and then here comes 2-a-days, and there's just a lot of effort put into, you know, a goal and an accomplishment like this. So finally to get there and to be able to say you're state champions is definitely a great feeling. And it's not, I don't want to say this is a great feeling for me. You want that for your kids that are putting all that hard work in. I mean, I'm getting paid to put that hard work in, but these kids are, it's all voluntary. They're the guys out there throwing up when we're bear crawling or running around that track or whatever it may be. So that's the group that you want to see get that great accomplishment. We're certainly excited that this class was able to find a way to do it.
Well, and another thing, I mean, you're dealing with 16, 17, 18-year-olds, and, you know, counting on them to get things done week in and week out. And so many things can go wrong in a season. I mean, you can have an injury can ruin a season, turnovers, an unexpected illness, whatever. So many things have to go just right to win a state championship. And this year, y'all seem to be able to pull all that together. You avoid the big injury. Y'all took care of the football when you needed to. And just week in, week out for 16 weeks. And you think about 16 weeks, that's what the NFL plays. That's a lot of football.
You're exactly right. I mean, I hate to say this, but there is some luck involved in winning one. I feel like I've had several groups that were good enough to win a state championship if the ball had bounced our way, if we had stayed healthy, if the big play, you know, had it happened, or if the opponent hadn't made the big play. There's so many groups I feel like we've had that were good enough to win one, and certainly I've coached a lot of groups that were deserving of winning one, and it's just very difficult, and the cards sometimes just have to lay out just right for you, but it did this year. You know, we playing 3 games in 11 days after all that cold weather spell that we had was definitely difficult, and we were extremely fortunate and lucky to be healthy out of that.
Well, you mentioned that 3 games in 11 days. I mean, this had to be the most unusual playoff season ever with Monday games and all this crazy stuff because of the weather. And then the state championship game, scheduled to kick off at 8 o'clock. We don't get kicked off till 9 o'clock, and it's nearly midnight before that thing ends.
You're right. I've never been a part of anything like it. It was fun. Now that it's over, I'm certainly grateful for all the events that happened. I liked that it. We played 3 games in 11 days because it sped things up. Things moved along very quickly for us after that point. But
not a lot,
we were excited.
Not a lot of time to sit and wring your hands about things. You had to get back
exactly
to work.
Exactly right.
Coach, you know, one of the stats that I pointed out up to Lee and Steve Hudman up in the broadcast booth during the broadcast was Kentonia had been intercepted only 8 times all season long going into that game. And even to add to that, 4 of those picks had come in 1 game in the first half against East Bernard. So really only 4 picks, and he throws the ball a ton. I know we had 3. Did we have 3 or 4 picks the other night?
I believe it was three.
Okay.
Two of them were screen passes.
Two of them, yeah. Your lineman got in on the fun, and that was that's a lineman's dream to pick off a pass, at a, especially in a state championship game.
Certainly. Dustin McBride picked one off, and Cole Scott got one. And, you know, Coach Brunson did an excellent job of showing our D linemen how to stop the screen, and that's something they were very, very good at. And we didn't stop it all night long. They hurt us on the screen, but we had two stops off turnovers where our kids recognized the screen and retraced and fell back in. And I just can't say enough about Coach Brunson and the defensive staff, you know, getting our kids prepared and showing them what was coming on Thursday.
And the you know, Cody Hoover just had a phenomenal season all the way around, but just an exceptional playoff season. Those first two picks in the first quarter that resulted in points, those were huge, huge turn of events for the Cisco Lobos after they had marched the opening kickoff down and scored.
It was big, and it looked as though, you know, we were going to have a lot of trouble stopping them, and we did. I mean, if it wasn't for the turnover, and then they had one drive where they punted after a penalty.
Right.
They went for it on fourth and four and actually got the first down after a hold. They decided to go ahead and punt. So we felt like, and we had felt like this going in, that we were going to get very few stops. They took so many risks offensively going for it anywhere, and they did such a good job of spreading the ball out. It was really very hard to know what was coming. And they got their run game going. And, I'd said this in the interview coming off the field, that was a little discouraging because we knew they could run the ball, but that was something we had done a great job of defending. And when they got the run game going, it really kind of put us on our heels at times. Trying to stop both was difficult. They had a good plan. I'll have to say that. Coach Heron had a great plan. He cracked our inside linebackers and made our secondary and safeties have to make plays, and at times they did, but at times they broke that tackle and got a few big runs off of it. But we're still excited to make the big play, and I felt like that's how you beat somebody like Refurio. You've got to cause a turnover, and you've offensively have got to match what they do.
You know, we had Mason Reed and Colton Kent. They came away with the hardware as most valuable players, offensively and defensively. But there were so many, this was a true team effort to bring home the state championship. And watching those two guys' interviews later on that night, they were quick to give credit to their teammates.
Well, two of the most humble kids that you'll ever be around. I mean, those guys are quality football players, and they're never going to pat themselves on the back. They're going to give credit, and where credit is due. I mean, they've got a pretty good offensive line in front of them that did a great job all night long, and an undersized offensive line. You don't see too many O-lines in the state of Texas representing their community for a state championship game that is as small as the one we put on the field the other day. And it was just total heart and effort, and Coach White does a good job preparing that O-line. But Mason and Colton definitely are the type of kids that can take a game over. They did, fortunately for us, on both sides of the ball, but especially offensively, forced lots of big plays. You know, we really didn't drive the ball real well on Refurio. We big played them, whether it be the long run or the long touchdown pass. We had issues driving the ball. We weren't real successful at that. In fact, we went for it on three occasions and didn't get them. We were a little disappointed in that area, but the big play made up for it, and Colton and Mason were definitely a big part of that.
I made the comment to some people that I've seen several Cisco Lobo games over the last several years, and this one was I saw a little bit of a Eastland Maverick offense going there where you went shotgun, spread things out, and got the big plays. That's what I'm accustomed to every Friday night with Coach Hewlett and his bunch over here, and those big plays were huge. Coming out after halftime, taking the opening kickoff, big play, and then the decision to kick the onside kick. Tell us what you was thinking there.
We had planned on that onside actually against Canadian. We'd worked on it for 16 weeks. And we have a lot of things that we work on, and we may never show it all year long. We kind of put it in the back pocket, and if we need it, we'll use it. But the onside kick we really had worked on for the Canadian game. We felt like we would need it in that game to match their offense. And they had onsided several times throughout the year. We felt like that was when we were going to pull it out. We didn't. and we knew we were going to use it against Refugio in the state championship game. It was just a matter of when. I actually had it called once. Coach Herring was looking over and saw me come over to Coach Pope and discussing it with our kicker, and immediately he turned to his kickoff return and started talking to his front line. So we felt like he saw what was going on. We bailed out and waited for another opportunity. And again, that was only a good call if it was executed right. And Landon Lewis did a great job of kicking it. And of course, Mason Reed, we had purposely used him there to go get the ball, and he did a good job.
Coach, last year, disappointing loss in the area round. At what point did you think? I interview coaches every week, and they're always close to the vest and don't say a whole lot, but now that you look back in retrospect, when did you know this team was special?
We really, when they were in junior high, we knew this was going to be a special group of seniors that were going to lead correctly and just do a great job. But, yeah, to answer your question, the scrimmages, we felt like we were extremely good from day one. And now I've had some teams that didn't get better along the way, or the injuries affected us. We felt like if we could stay healthy and continue to get a little better every week, that we'd have an opportunity to have a rematch with somebody in a state championship game, even after the scrimmages. But we did have some areas that we had to get a lot better at. We felt like we had the skill positions, at least, to play for a state championship.
Coach, I'm going to let you get going. I know you have holiday plans coming up this week. Once again, congratulations, and thanks so much for allowing us to be a part of it, and enjoy the state championship and the holidays.
Thank you very much. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas to Coach West and the Cisco Lobos State Champions 2013. We'll take a break and come back with more. Good Morning Texas right after this.